Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 137 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to check out Mastodon again.
So we're going basically back to your Mastodon page and going over reviewing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ever noticed the number of antidepressants advertised during the news on television?
Hmm. Good point.
I think they found their audience.
Yeah. Yeah. What's to be excited about? Sorry.
I guess lots of money if you're selling antidepressants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you're sure it's a good point that you brought up. I mean, it's a wise assessment.
Hmm.
So, pretty good. Okay, so the next post you put is, I am proud to be the first president of the United States. President ever to have joined you in person, Trump said in a pre-recorded video. You can't write this stuff. That is hilarious. That is freaking hilarious.
It was a anti-abortion group.
Okay.
And yeah, he pre-recorded a message that says, I'm proud to be the first to ever join you in person.
Hmm. That's... I can't even say anything really about it because it's just so moronic. Way to go, champ. All right.
Section 31. That's the new Star Trek movie with Michelle... What's her name?
Yao.
Section 31 does not take place in the Star Trek universe I know and love. Emperor Philippa Georgia must have been sent to the wrong universe by the Guardian of Forever. This Guardians of the Galaxy ripoff will probably be popular with the public, but not for the fans like me.
Hmm. Yeah. You're very disappointed with this movie.
And I'm not the only one.
I know. It got destroyed on that one podcast we listened to.
There are some podcast. They have renewed their... They've brought their podcast back to do one more episode to talk about how bad that show is.
Oh, wow. It's really that bad?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
If you like Guardians of the Galaxy, it'll be fine.
Well, I mean, I like Guardians of the Galaxy, but Guardians of the Galaxy is Guardians of the Galaxy.
You don't expect...
No.
So, don't... If you want to watch Section 31, don't expect anything great.
I'm not going to bother, then. That's a shame, too,
because I like Michelle Yeoh. You might as well read the comic book.
I like Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
So, that's too bad.
The current theory is that they were planning on doing a series, and this was going to be the show that introduced that series. And it's really obvious at the end that they left it open-ended, that they're going to continue to have more adventures.
Hmm.
But, God, it's awful.
And maybe not, if it's that bad. Maybe people won't...
Oh, no. I don't see that happening.
Do you think they'll still go ahead and make the...
No, they had her under contract, so she had to do this show.
Malcolm, I see what you mean. That's interesting. Okay, a recent article in the Daily Post reported that a man, Dave Harper, has sued St. Paul's Hospital, saying that after his wife had surgery there, she lost all interest in sex. Hospital spokesman replied, Miss Harper was admitted for cataract surgery. All we did was correct her eyesight. That's mean. That's just mean. Is that what your excuse for me is going to be?
Okay, Pastor texted nudes to his son's classmate.
What? And you mean Oklahoma Pastor?
Sorry. Okay. Oklahoma is okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's just another word for mediocre.
Yeah. He doesn't look like he's not bad looking, but do people take extra stupid pills sometimes or something?
A lot of guys are led around by their
dicks. But, I mean...
He looks like he's old enough he should know better.
Yeah, he knows better. He's just he's a predator. You know what I mean? He's probably hoping that this kid would be quiet. It's probably not the first time he's done it. He's probably gotten away with it before.
So it's not the gays that are immoral degenerates, it's the priests.
It's a priest. Well, we've known that for a long time now. So, but yeah. So, well, he can suck a bag
Okay.
of.
Sarah McBride, you know who she is, right? She's the transgender congresswoman, I believe it's our first that we know of. Sarah McBride points out fatal flaw in Trump's executive order. He just declared everyone a woman.
Yeah, because everyone's going to be the
Because their definition of male and female has to do with the
time.
largest cell or something that supposedly a sperm cell is smaller than a egg. Until something like 6 weeks,
It's 6 weeks.
the embryo is indeterminate. They're basically we're all basically
We're all
female for the
female
first
until
six
the
weeks.
testes drop in about 6 to 8 weeks, and then your testes decide if they're going to drop or not. And you said then you said, well, basically they were saying you were born the sex that you were conceived at, and in conception everyone's female. So it's basic
So,
biology.
according to Trump's definition, we're all female.
Okay. Well, it's about time he learned a science, something about science. So, yeah. Well, we got this podcast to stick around for 4 more years just so we can make fun of him for 4 more years.
Yeah, we've
So,
got plenty of material.
yeah, I mean, we're not even fishing for stuff, and we already got it. Jesus
It's handed
Christ.
to us on a platter.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. There's a gay pro wrestler out there? Wins world history, wins world title? I didn't realize that.
Does anybody know what you're talking about?
I don't know. Who is it?
Maybe if you read it, people will know what you're talking about.
Gay pro wrestler wins historic world title. How long will he be champion?
And I believe, yeah, that's from Outsports.
Okay.
He's a pretty good looking.
So, I'm trying to pull the article up, actually.
Oh, I don't know that it will let you,
Yeah.
'cause you're not on Mastodon. Trump's executive orders promoting sex discrimination explained. That's a post from the ACLU that I forwarded. And it has an interesting picture of a sign. The sign says, "A world without trans people has never existed and never will."
Well, yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah. Just like gay people have been around forever too. Trans people have been
I
around.
mean, they can legislate the hell out of us, but it doesn't mean we're going to disappear. They would like for us to disappear,
It's not gonna happen though.
but no, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. So, good sign though. All right. And there we go. So this is a picture of a bunch of
It's a bunch of before and after
before and
pictures.
after pictures of shirtless men. And says those weight loss programs apparently make the chest hair fall out. So.
It's true. You look at every one of those pictures. The before picture, they have a nice hairy chest, and the after picture, it's all gone.
Yeah. Well, it's the kid definition, that's why. So, yeah. It's funny though, because it's the other supposed to be better looking with their shaved chest, and I think they just look silly.
Kind of like Ken dolls.
Well, it's just, and they act like you're going to get that body too just from taking the shot. The weight loss program. It takes a lot of working out, a lot of dieting, a lot of extra work, besides.
We don't necessarily have to do a whole lot of work. You can lose weight
Yeah.
by those programs simply in your wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Because your wallet will lay way
More
less
gross.
because you spend all that money.
Yeah. But I mean, they're showing these pictures. It's very misleading of these guys. You know what I mean? They got their beer guts and stuff like that. And they show these pictures like it was like a month later. No, these guys worked for years to get those bodies. So, very misleading. So, but no, that's a good point. Current mood. You must have just got done hanging, spending the day with me.
What is it?
It's a guy yelling, it looks like. It's a camera.
Screaming, yes. Screaming, yeah. I believe that's Brian Blessed.
Okay.
Do you know who he is?
No idea.
Do you remember a movie called Flash Gordon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the big hairy guys that flew, had wings and flew?
Mm-hmm.
He was the head of the that clan, whatever they were called.
Okay.
Some of these you have to see to appreciate. In the days, months, and years to come, people are going to try to make very abnormal, abhorrent things seem normal. There's an expression that goes, little by little, and then all at once. Some changes will be noticeable, many changes will be nearly imperceptible on their own, however, when added together, they will be shocking. This is by design to make those who object to the little changes creating shocking shifts seem unreasonable. Do not be afraid of being seen as unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that expression, little by little and then all at once, that's going to be my theme for the year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Little by little, all at once, yeah. It's a good point. I mean, it's a really well-written statement.
The Nazi Final Solution did not happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It crept in little by little. I think we talked about this.
We talked about it this week.
In a previous episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a... Well, and then we've had personal conversations about it, too, I thought. So, but no, it's true. And, you know, heed the warning, I believe. So, the next one is, pretty crummy day to be a person with thoughts and or feelings.
I believe that was, all of these were posted the day that Trump was inaugurated and started signing things.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be posting shares.
The next one is a picture of Tilda Swinton in makeup from a movie, and she yells, Happy Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that's coming to pass, doesn't it?
And where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one is a picture. It's a little picture of like a little plant growing. It says, if the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary. If I could talk right. If the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary.
True, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I guess we'll move on.
Yeah.
When you shop at Amazon enough, you see stuff. And you really have to see the picture to...
God. That's terrible.
What is that hanging between her legs?
I don't know. I don't want to know. Why are you looking at the like woman's crotch?
No. I was shopping for a bag, and that was the picture that they had for the bag. And somebody just wasn't paying attention when they posted that picture.
Mm-hmm. That's so bad. That's terrible. It's funny, though.
Yeah. Go to Mastodon, search for Rex Zero. That's my WRECKS Zero. That's my username on Mastodon, and you will find these pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The next one is where we announced episode 136 of the Bear and Cura podcast. I do that every time we issue a new podcast, which we probably won't be doing next week.
Oh, because we're doing the paranormal.
Yeah, we're doing a paranormal investigation at the Kansas Aviation Museum, and it will go from something like 7 p.m. till midnight. And the next day, I will probably be sleeping in instead of doing the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm sitting here yawning. Here's another picture. And it's a picture of the Statue of Liberty walking away with luggage.
Got her bags all packed.
Got her bags packed and she's walking away. Yeah, this must have been during the inauguration.
Mm-hmm. I have a saying. Are you familiar with a poem called The New Colossus?
I think I've read it before.
It's associated with the Statue of Liberty. I think it's on a plaque somewhere on there. And it goes, give me your tired, your poor, your hopeless, your tempest-tossed. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. And then there's a little star asterisk that says, this offer void, we're prohibited by law.
God. People are sour. All right.
You read this one.
Okay. This is like a scrolling, it's like the beginning of Star Wars, and where the words are scrolling upwards. It says, the part of Star Wars mythos where the incompetent elites who fail to stop the system from sliding into fascism simply go into hiding and do nothing, waiting for a bunch of kids to grow up and fix the problem themselves. It's pretty hard right now. Yeah.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew we would be living Star Wars?
Yeah.
Next one. Mega logic. TikTok, ban it. Abortion, ban it. Marijuana, ban it. Drag shows, ban it. Immigration, ban it. Public schools, ban it. Dialogue on racism, ban it. Books by black or LGBT authors, ban it. Guns, bans don't work, you snowflakes.
Yeah. That's pretty much the whole soapbox that the whole ride stands on, so.
Disney's Hall of Presidents to close for retooling. While it's true that they can reuse the speech Trump recorded during his last term, the Imagineers need time to make the other presidents roll their eyes.
Mm. That's funny. They need to. Well, it's just being a reenactment of the inauguration. I mean, did you see all the clips of everyone's reaction during that? And
I wasn't watching.
Well, I mean, there's memes everywhere. I mean, apparently Obama said something to George Bush Jr., and he lost it and just... Like, he looked like a little kid cracking up. I mean, it was bad. He looked like, he really did. He looked like a little kid. He just got his hand caught in the cookie jar.
Well, I did see the footage where they had the previous presidents that were coming in and sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, I think, sat right next to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And then in front of him
was
going to be Kamala and her husband. And it was going to end up, she was going to have to sit right in front of Trump. And she made him trade places with her.
Yeah, made spot, yeah. But like apparently at one point, like when Trump made the comment about making it Gulf of America, Hillary Clinton laughed out loud. Like they showed her. She like turned her head and was like laughing out loud. But yeah, it just shows a bunch of people just...
There was probably a lot of blistered eyelids in that room that day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then there's a bunch of right-wingers in there jumping off.
And cheering every time he...
And we love you, and it's so weird. It's a cult. It really, really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is a cult.
It's.
Yeah.
I've never, ever heard...
And you know what happens to cults?
They eventually...
They all commit suicide.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a cleansing.
We could use it, I suppose.
I mean, the Christians would be happy about it. So.
You read this one.
Okay, the next one is a picture. It says, Happy Hump Day. I love board games. My favorite one is where people put meat and cheese on a board, maybe some fruit and crackers. I'm so good at that one. A charcuterie board. Correct?
Yeah. That's your favorite board game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Transgender women shouldn't be banned from locker rooms. It's ministers doing the gawking.
Hmm.
And this is a link to a news article on Fox, believe it or not. Youth pastor charged with filming women in shower.
Hmm. Pervert.
Pervert.
Yeah. Okay, the next one looks like it's a survey. It says, if Donald Trump had to sell out the country for a sweetheart deal, do you think he would do it?
And notice it says 100% of the people said yes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people were at answered.
Well, it's my poll. I don't have a huge audience.
Yeah, but excuse me.
The next one, I made myself a laminated sheet of questions for the ghost hunt, and now that I see the font again, I have to make another one with a different font. It says ghost hunt questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that letter H in Hunt, take a close look at it. You don't see it.
No.
It says ghost questions.
Okay, I can see it now. All right. Yeah. If you look at it.
So, yes, I remade that. Okay. It doesn't have that font anymore.
All right. And then the next one's a picture. It says, three great forces rule the world, stupidity, fear, and greed. Albert Einstein. Self-explanatory.
Yeah. I wonder if he actually said that.
I doubt it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm so glad I met all of you at this point in my life. There's no chance my mother would have let me play with any of you guys growing up.
Yeah. I don't know. You think so?
There was nobody to play with in my neighborhood when I was growing up. It was a gentrified neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Socialism is when the fire department arrives. Capitalism is when the insurance company refuses to pay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a picture of a house on fire. Yeah.
It's getting to where it's not even funny anymore, I
guess. It's sad to say. I mean, it's we're supposed to be tongue-in-cheek laughing about this, but it's just not funny anymore.
And the next one. Ever since Anita Bryant died, this song keeps playing in my head. Let's see if it will play.
You're bad. You're terrible.
I bet a lot of people didn't know who Anita Bryant is.
Refresh my memory.
She had this Save the Children campaign. Florida was going to have an equal rights for law for gay people. It said you had to treat gay people like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that was bad, that gay people shouldn't have equal rights, that we should be able to trample all over them.
Hmm.
And so she had this thing called, this campaign called Save the Children. It was supposedly that if gay people got equal rights, that it would be bad for children. Children were, or the gays were pedophiles and child molesters and
whatever. That's interesting.
Well, she couldn't just do that in Florida when Wichita, Kansas, our town, had an equal opportunity law that they passed.
Mm-hmm.
And she came from Florida to Wichita, Kansas, to campaign against it.
What a bitch. Well, I'm glad
she That's why too. I have such against her.
Oh, I'm glad you explained it, so more people can dislike her also. So
apparently she did that in a lot of places.
Well, right. That's a pretty picture. Next is a picture of the amaryllis that we have in our house. It says, the second amaryllis finally bloomed. The first one is starting to spring sprout again.
I post pretty pictures sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. We were paying a lot for ESPN, and every game that Kura wanted to watch, mostly Notre Dame, was unavailable on their TV app, so I decided to unsubscribe. I got so angry at how difficult they made it to cancel the service, I decided to cancel Hulu and Disney while I was in there.
Mm-hmm. So now we don't have any three of them.
And I don't miss it.
Mm-hmm. I would get on there every once in a while, but
last thing I watched on Disney was the kids show.
The Skeleton Crew?
Skeleton Crew, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't bother.
It was horrible.
I didn't even bother turning that on.
Hmm.
And I'm a Star Wars nerd, I mean, but I didn't even bother with that. I think I'll miss Disney when Andor comes out. Part 2 of Andor.
Probably.
Yeah. So, but we still have Max. Max and Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I'll let you read this part.
Kurt and I are going to a ghost hunting expedition in a couple of weeks. Now it's just going to be 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
We will be bringing the field recorders, a K2 meter, and some other equipment I have. We're very much looking forward to doing this. I've been preparing for the experience, and I think I triggered something. We've started hearing shuffling noises in the attic about 9 p.m. every day. Not any other time, just then, and it's creeping us out. And there is a recording that I made. I won't play it. It's just shuffling sounds. But it's moved from the attic over the dining room to the attic over the bedroom.
Yeah. It's spooky. Did it do it last night?
I I think I was asleep by 9.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, I'm probably going to have to do something about that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much further we want to go. We could go for years.
Yeah.
Well, I post several times a day.
Well, I mean, it's a good stopping point. I mean,
okay.
So, do you have a joke for us this week, or?
What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
I don't know.
Deer nuts are under $1.
That's cute. That's cute. That's cute. I like that. All right.
We hope you liked episode 137 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.